Exclusive: Herschel Walker, Biden committing an act of treason with military vaccine mandate. By Hannah Blow on December 3, 2022. It is immoral and treasonous for President Joe Biden, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, and others to support the military coronavirus mandate, as they are putting the country in danger, Georgia's Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker told Breitbart News Saturday. Walker mentioned three figures, 20,000, 40,000, and 22,000. These numbers represent individuals who serve the country and face being kicked out or losing their benefits for refusing to take the Chinese coronavirus jab. Walker echoed Ronald Reagan, noting that politicians will routinely champion peace through strength. "But if you don't have any strength, you have no peace," he said, explaining that the U.S. strength is the U.S. military, which is being attacked by the Biden administration and Democrats with the vaccine mandate. "They should not be punished for refusing the shot," Walker said, walking through the figures. The Republican Senate hopeful said 20,000 represents active duty members who face being kicked out because of the coronavirus shot. Another 40,000 represent National Guardsmen who will have their benefits cut off by the mandate supported by Biden and Warnock. And 22,000 represent reserve soldiers who would have their benefits cut off as well. "I'm gonna fight for our men and women of service. I think this is immoral, and I think it's an act of treason because we'll keep our country unsafe. And I think for a president, a sitting president and a sitting senator to make our military weak by forcing them out of the military or forcing them to lose the benefits so they refuse their right to decide for themselves, I think that's an act of treason, and I'll say it," Walker said. He vowed to fight for those members of the military who sacrificed their life and families to have the freedoms we have and enjoy today. When asked to expand on his accusation that Biden is committing an act of treason, Walker explained that it is not just Biden, but anyone who has voted to hurt the men and women in service who sacrificed their lives to protect this country and its citizens. He added that the Chinese military is expanding, yet Democrats are, through these mandates and rules, decreasing the U.S. military and bringing wokeness into it, making it weak, which puts everyone in danger. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Herschel Walker, December 3, 2022. Walker also offered his closing message mere days ahead of the runoff race, emphasizing that we gotta have turnout. "We've had record-breaking early voting," he said, noting that it is crucial that Republicans get out on December 6. Lest the country continue down the same dangerous path with yet another Democrat vote in the Senate. "Otherwise, if you don't turn out, we're gonna continue to have the high gas prices. We're gonna continue to have the high grocery prices. We'll continue to have the crime in the street, and these open borders. We will continue to have those things if people don't turn out and vote. So vote, vote, vote," he added, later explaining the importance of preventing Democrats from having 51 seats in the upper chamber. "All we have to do is to turn one Democrat over to us. And what person would not want to believe in America? When you have leaders that can go talk to someone across the aisle and convince them this is not about Democrat or Republican. This is about the people," he said, adding that his defeating Warnock would help keep Biden in check and remove the emphasis on Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. "That's the reason why this election right now is so important," he said, again urging people to get out and vote. Breitbart News Saturday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.